This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Trey Lintner. Today we're joined by Amanda Joyce of the American Red Cross to talk about their collaboration with KRCU Public Radio and hosting a blood drive this upcoming Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Hirsch Community Room of the Cape Girardeau Public Library. Thanks for speaking with me today, Amanda.
And thanks for having me, Trey.
First, I was wondering if you could give us some information about the uses for blood donations and the current level of need for it.
Yes. So the American Red Cross is teetering on a blood shortage this winter, which could lead to a disruption in life-saving care, and donors are urged to make an appointment to give blood or platelets now. It's not the blood that you donate today that is used today for recipients in need. It's the blood that's already on the shelf, because it can take up to 2 weeks for your donation to make it to a hospital. And your donation is not only going to help in emergency situations such as trauma, it also helps people that undergo transplants, bone marrow transplants, heart surgery. It also helps individuals who are having premature babies or even burn victims. We can use your blood donation, the platelets and the plasma in that blood donation to help with burn victims. There's all different kinds of ways that your blood can be used, but the main part, the most important thing to remember is that it only comes from volunteers. You know, it can't be manufactured in a lab. We can't go purchase it from a store. It has to come from generous volunteers such as yourselves.
And then for those planning or considering donating blood, what should they be prepared for?
Well, I think that if you would like a good experience for your blood donation, I would drink plenty of water several days prior. Iron-rich foods such as dark leafy greens and dark red meats, beans, lentils, and you can also take iron supplements to help with that.
Is there any other information about the blood donation process that people should know about?
Yeah, so if you want to save some time, you can go ahead and do what's called a rapid pass, and it is on our blood donor app. It's a series of health history questions that you can answer right on your phone prior to coming in, and it saves you about 10 minutes. Other than that, if you just bring your driver's license or a form of photo ID with your date of birth and a picture on it, come prepared. Eat proper foods prior and make sure you're very well hydrated, and you're going to have a great experience.
Good to hear. Would you mind recapping the details of this blood drive for those listening?
Absolutely. So we're having our blood drive, KRCU Public Radio, at the Cape Girardeau Public Library on 711 Clark Street in Cape Girardeau. It will be Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Hirsch Community Room.
We hope to see our listeners there. All donors will receive a special KRCU t-shirt made for this event. I enjoy the design quite a lot, so feel free to get a sneak peek and see other information about this blood drive at krcu.org/blooddrive.
I also wanted to throw in there our promotion, not just the shirt, but the Red Cross and the NFL are partnering this January to extend a special thank you to donors for helping address the need for blood and platelets during the critical post-holiday time. Those who come to give January 1st through the 25th will automatically be entered for a chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl LX in the San Francisco Bay Area.
All right. That sounds wonderful and a great opportunity there. Well, thank you for talking with me today, Amanda.
Thank you, Trey. Thanks for having me.
Of course. That was Amanda Joyce with the American Red Cross. I'm Trey Lintner, and you've been listening to KRCU's Going Public.